Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. We humans used to think that our ability to use tools made us different from all other animals. But then we found out chimps use tools too, such as twigs to gather termite snacks and rocks to hammer open nuts. And some birds use tools, like brainy New Caledonian crows, which can assemble multi-part tools to solve puzzle boxes presented to them by researchers. Well, now we've learned that a different group of birds, seabirds, can also use tools. Scientists spied on Atlantic puffins, the distinctive tuxedoed birds with bright orange beaks. And in 2014, the observers spotted one floating on the sea off Wales, scratching its back with a stick. Then in 2018, the researchers caught another tool-using puffin on camera, on Iceland's Grimsey Island. In a short video clip, a puffin can be seen grabbing a stick with its beak and then using it to scratch its chest, perhaps to dislodge one of the seabird ticks infesting the island that summer. The details about puffin proficiency are in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Study author Annette Fayette told Scientific American in an email that these two instances don't prove that seabirds are highly intelligent, though they could be smarter than we thought. But what is certain, she says, is that puffin populations are crashing, and it's largely the fault of us and our tools, which have led to overfishing, climate change, marine pollution, and the presence of invasive species, all of which make seabird life harder. It would be nice to keep puffins and their compatriots around to find out just what else we don't know they're capable of. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.